Joining us now on the line from Williamsburg, Virginia, is Dania Abdelhamid. She is a senior at the College of William and Mary, and she is active within its Black Lives Matter chapter. She was part of that student protest. I'd like to get your thoughts on that protest. Here is a little of what that ACLU speaker heard when the students decided to shut her down.
ACLU!
You protect Hitler too!
ACLU!
You protect Hitler
too! Dania, what made your group decide to shut down the speaker from the ACLU? It's not like you were debating, you know, Milo Yiannopoulos or some conservative firebrand. This is a lawyer from the ACLU who, as I understand it, was trying to just talk about the First Amendment and the law. Why shut her down?
Yeah, so I'll kind of give some context to where that event kind of came from. So a few weeks earlier, there was a student group that had an event to discuss and give space for students to consider what happened in Charlottesville, especially given how similar Charlottesville and the University of Virginia are to the College of William & Mary historically, but also socially as well. So there was a discussion to kind of give a space for students to express how they were feeling. There were some students there who were, one of them was struck by the same car that killed Heather Heyer. So it was a very intense discussion. And, you know, as we were having that discussion, we found that a lot of us felt very, very strongly against sort of this notion that free speech protects all speech and protects specifically hate speech and the speech of people who are white supremacists. So after that discussion, we found that we all felt very strongly about this issue. And one thing that I think is really important is if you hear some of the other chants, you played some of them, but one of the chants that we also used during that demonstration is liberalism is white supremacy. And that chant was chosen very carefully and very explicitly because
you said liberalism is white supremacy?
Yes.
Meaning what?
Yeah, so what I mean by that is particularly white people who lean very liberally. Generally, I'm going to assume that that's most of the audience who's listening to the show right now. But generally, what you find is these people are defending free speech unquestioningly, but also in doing so, what I'm trying to say is if you give this perspective that all speech is equal, all free speech is absolute, and anyone, particularly a white supremacist, should be able to say whatever they want, you are giving white supremacy a platform and you're furthering white supremacy. And I found that a lot of people who identify themselves as liberals, as progressives, you know, they stand against, you know, these issues of racial injustice, right, and things of that nature. But at the same time, you're giving, by holding this firm, unquestioning view, absolute view of free speech, you're giving white supremacy a platform.
Dania, what do you feel that your protest accomplished?
I mean, I think it definitely, it showed the people on the William & Mary campus, particularly students who maybe hold this view that free speech is absolute and we should protect all free speech, particularly hate speech that incites violence and explicitly, and I mean, like, very explicitly questions the humanity of certain people. We showed that you're complicit. You're complicit if you are supporting, you know, this notion of free speech without considering the nuance of it, without considering the humanity of the people that are targeted by white supremacists like Richard Spencer and others.